Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every game is really super important. And then when you play in your division, they kind of become twice as important because you give your division rival a loss. So it separates you really in 1.5 games at least. So that's just something that we really just have to understand. But we always do. That's why we say division games are so important. Pittsburgh is 7-2, you know, so that becomes part of the equation for sure. But in the end, that's not what matters. What matters is how we play.
6:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. Baltimore Ravens, it's Ravens Steelers week. One of the biggest robberies in the National Football League. But the Ravens, man, got to play a little catch-up. They have not been able to catch up with the Pittsburgh Steelers lately. In the last 8, they've lost 7. Lamar Jackson has only played in 3 of those games. And the games that he's played in, and he struggled. Does Mike Tomlin have the secret sauce for defending Lamar Jackson?
I don't know about that. But they always have a good defense. They still have one. And they face each other twice a year. I just think the Steelers had more talent than other teams in the division. And when you see each other that often and for that many years, you know what the tendencies are. It's not just the year-to-year differences. You know what the coaching tendencies are. These guys know each other really well. So, and Tomlin's a great coach. So I think he does know the Ravens very well.
Jeremy?
I think there's familiarity between these two teams. We could sit here and say what we want about the Steelers. They've always had a decent defense. I know there was a stretch of time there where we were going, man, that doesn't look like a typical Steelers defense, kind of like how we're talking about the Ravens this year.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't typical for what you see. And I remember when the Steelers basically, I don't want to say sold out, but they realized all the advantages were on offense, and then they switched up how they were playing and what they were doing. It wasn't more run-dominated, good defense, control time of possession and all that stuff. It was go out and make plays when you can. And sometimes they would score quick with Big Ben because of all the different weapons they had on offense. So, I don't know, man. Like, maybe he does have something. Maybe he sees him differently. I saw I don't know if it was fake or not, the comments about keeping Lamar in the pocket from T.J. Watt and making him throw the football. And it's like, okay, people keep saying that. Good luck when it breaks down, and that's what you have to do. But you have to pick your poison. You got to try to stop one or the other. And again, the thing that would scare me would be death by a thousand paper cuts, Ed. Death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
The paper cuts hurt worse.
Yeah, you like the paper cut edition.
Yeah, by running the football and just, again, eating up that clock all game long.
I think they have something. You said more talent than other teams in the past. I go back to the 2020 Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson destroyed the Cleveland Browns, who that year was very talented on defense, not so much against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had a couple of interceptions, didn't run the ball well. It's something to be said about what the Steelers have in the game plan against Lamar Jackson. Something to be said about that, other than just talent. He hadn't completely stopped them, but he hasn't been magical against them like he's been against some other teams. It'll be interesting because I think Lamar is a better version of Lamar than he's been in years past. It'd be interesting to see what he does against the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I mean, last year, for one game, he put up 10 points against the Steelers in Pittsburgh with the loss was 17-10. It just seems like the offense just doesn't get fired up or get started. They lost both games 17-10. I just noticed that. The second game was with Huntley as the quarterback.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Still, people really talk about the game, but now the difference is teams. The Ravens have an offense. Pittsburgh won't be able to slow down the Ravens offense. There's too many of them now. The reason they beat them in the past because Lamar didn't have the weapons he had now. I look for that game. I look for the Ravens to beat them something like 35-24. And the defense in the NFL can slow down the offense they have.
Makes a lot, man. I mean, the weapons, I think the only weapon that's changed is that the running back position. It's a huge weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge weapon. But he had the other pieces there. And he had a pretty decent running game as well.
But also, you know, a second year into this offense, understanding it, picking it up, Lamar being able to make changes at the line of scrimmage. Don't know how much of that was going on. I think it's very different now. It still doesn't mean that the Steelers won't come out and give him fits. I mean, when you have a TJ Watt, when you have fast players, good corners, hell, Minkah Fitzpatrick, people forgot when he was traded. I mean, that cat's one of the best safeties in the league, and we never talk about him.
Yeah,
so I think there are pieces on that defense. And again, when you watch the Ravens defense, I think that's what scares you.
And I think what Jeremy said is more the key to the Ravens offense than the caller using all these weapons. Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry's a huge addition. I'm not discrediting that. But I think it's year number two in his offense, and these guys knowing the offense a lot more, a lot better, and the offensive coordinator also knowing the tendencies of the pieces as well. I think that's more the key of the offense.
Yeah, I think knowing who your players are.
Yeah,
what they're capable of, and what they're it helps a lot. Look, it's going to be. This is just a very different Ravens Steelers game because usually you get two really imposing defenses. You know, it's a 17-13 game, 2017, something like this is going to be different.
You know what's funny? So we gave out that stat about Lamar's QBR. I think it was Mina Kimes that had it that said something to the effect that people are like, "Oh, Derrick Henry's the reason why Lamar's having so much success," and he had like a 77 QBR, which is the highest in the league.
76.9, yeah.
Yeah, with him on the field, but he had an 80 QBR with him off the field. And why I think that's so much more impressive than what people are giving it credit for. When Derrick Henry's off the field, what are they doing? They're throwing the football. And it means he's successful throwing the football.
All the people that want to criticize him for not being able to throw, he's at the highest QBR and passer rating in the NFL. So, I mean, what are you going to say now?
Ed.
You like his hair?
There was a defender standing in front of an offensive player. So Lamar Jackson could have the perfect touch pass. Yeah. He shot a jump shot.
A three-pointer.
He shot a jump shot.
He did.
Just to get enough touch over the defender. Yeah. He just, to me, it looks like he's just out there. He looks like he embodies what Steve Spurrier used to always say.
Yeah.
Just a little pitch and catch.
That's all it is.
just a little pitch and catch. That's what it looks like out there. It's pitch and catch. And it looks like he's having fun. That's the most important thing to me. When you're out there, you're locked in, but you're not locked up. You know, you're out there having fun, tossing the ball around, doing your thing. That's when you become special.
Mm-hmm. And again, a little bit of time off here, this 10 days to get ready. you have your situation where bodies heal up a little bit more. You know, you don't know what's going on with some of these guys. We know Lamar's had some aches and pains or at least missed some practices, so a little extra time can possibly help that. But I'll tell all the people in this league, like, making him one-dimensional, I get it. But be careful what you wish for, because that's a bad man back there.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it fun just to know you can do whatever you want to do on or need to do on offense? Let's just say that. It's really no, you know, I go on the Purple Connection on WJZ, and I always kid Alex. I said, you know, it's the old line from "I'm going to get you, sucker." It's either the window or the stairs. Mm-hmm. You're going down. But the window and stairs. And that's how this offense is right now. With throw, Ed. And then in the fourth quarter, Derrick Henry's going to pop one and seal the deal as the Mariano Rivera. He's going to save it.
Mr. Jackson.
Yeah.
I just find it really comforting. I don't know. I just find it very nice to hear that. You got one of the most esteemed coaches in the NFL calling your quarterback Mr. Jackson and then just pump your brakes on comparing him to anybody. Just telling it like it is. It's about time, because I'm so sick of the criticism of him. It's like, come on, man.
He's
like,
so, are you blind? He also threw in there, that guy's got multiple MVPs. He's got multiple MVPs. Yeah. You guys, who are you comparing him to?
See, the other part
of
this.
He's making his third this year. I don't know how he doesn't, actually.
The other part of this, and I know, like, it's not something that you necessarily need to care about or that you have to have, but he's a good dude. Like, he's easy to root for, and he's a nice guy. Like, watching the clips, and I don't know how many times this happens. He sees the little girl who made him the friendship bracelet, and he goes over and takes it. And like, again, something small that most people won't think about, but
you think about it.
Jeremy,
if he doesn't do that, then everybody's talking about it. When he does it, well, he's supposed to do that.
Also, he knocks over a camera person on a play. He walks over and helps them up. You don't see that.
He calls her Miss Lisa.
He calls Miss whatever.
Absolutely. He calls every female journalist Miss Lisa? That's sexist.
No,
that would be.
What would that be?
Let's go to Brandon in Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
I think we're going to be fine against the Steelers. I think it's a matchup type of thing. We struggle with teams that can throw the ball around the field. And the Steelers, everything is off the play action. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball as well on us as they are against other teams. So I think matchup-wise, I think we'll be fine. But what I really want to know, and I'm curious to get you guys' comments, what is the fascination in Baltimore with Mike Tomlin? Is he a great coach? Absolutely. Hall of Fame coach? Absolutely. But the fans in Baltimore, every day.
You just said the fascination of Mike Tomlin.
I think you just answered it.
He's a great coach. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. And, oh, by the way, he's the head coach of our rival. I think that's the fascination. Probably the same fascination they have in Pittsburgh over John Harbaugh. He's a great coach. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's the head coach of your rival. Every time I'm on a Pittsburgh station, I don't know about you, Jeremy, I'm asked about John Harbaugh.
Well, yeah, there's so many different things that go into this rivalry. And there were people that said, I hate when you guys call it Steelers Week. They call it Ravens Week in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what a rivalry becomes, is that you're focusing on these things. And sometimes it don't even matter. But, like, there's that hatred there. And you know when you play this game. I always worry about the game after the Steelers game because you know how hard-hitting this game is.
I don't understand the fascination of Mike Tomlin. Is he a great coach? Is he a Hall of Famer? Well, you just answered it. Dundalk, Wayne. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Rob. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, man. Hey, I just want to say a couple of things. This weekend, I'm watching all the football and all the games and getting a break from the Ravens. It just gave me a chance to watch the other teams. And there's not a whole lot of teams out there. I think Mike Preston was saying it, like that are really, really good at defense. I mean, there was some bad football fumbling on the last drive to win the game. I'm just like, bad football out there.
Wayne, the NFL is not great right now. It's not. Yeah, it's competitive because everybody's bad. Yeah.
Right, but what I want to say is, man, like, I'm not too worried this week going into the Pittsburgh, because I think that what we lack is confidence, man. We just got to go in there. We have the better team. Well, our offense can. I know we can run all over them. It's our defense, but I think if you got to blitz Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? You can't let him do what he wants to do. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as people think, man. If our defense is going to be bad,
I think you're speaking for your friends, man. I don't think the Ravens lack confidence at all. Who lacks confidence?
And who said it was going to be bad on our part? I mean, I think the Ravens win.
Ravens are favorite in this game. Yeah. Road game.
They're favored by 3.5. That's like, you know, if it was a heat, it'd be a 6.5-point favorite.
I don't know who lacks confidence, and I don't know who says it's going to be bad. I think you're speaking from your circle. I don't think the Ravens lack confidence at all.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.